Trina Radcliffe, community facilitator with the Town of Olds.
Trina joins us on Community Hotline here today. And Trina, as we move towards the spring each year in the Town of Olds, it's always a great time to recognize our volunteers. You guys are doing things a little bit differently this year. Explain how the format will work.
Yeah, absolutely. We're moving away from our one-night large volunteer appreciation event, and we're trying to have a more diverse group of volunteers that are recognized. And so what we've done is we've moved to a micro grant application so that more groups can actually appreciate their volunteers in a way that works best for them.
And so how do people go about doing that?
We have our micro grant application online. So that's olds.ca/volunteering. And all of our grants are there. It's a Google form. It's quick. It's easy to fill out. And you can also nominate one of your volunteers from your organization for our Volunteer of the Year program.
Wonderful. So again, with the finances that are available in this, you know, what kind of things can people do and what is open to them?
I think that's what's really exciting about this program is that they can do pretty much whatever they want. If they want to host a banquet or an evening, this will be some funds to help offset that. If they want to get some volunteers, some nice little volunteer for them.
In addition to that, you have some recognition that is handed out each year as well. What are the categories for the annual awards here, and how do people nominate someone for those?
Yes, so we still are doing our annual awards. So we have Senior, Youth, and Citizen of the Year. And those can come through the exact same way they always have, again, on olds.ca/volunteering. Or we're also accepting nominations through our microgrant applications. And our committee will then go through all of those and select a winner for each category that'll be recognized.
Is there a deadline for nominations? And then when will the awards actually be announced?
So deadline for nominations is April 15th. And we are hoping to be able to announce and recognize our award winners during National Volunteer Week, which is April 19th to 25th.
And 2026 is also International Volunteer Year. So, Trina, just one last thought from you just about what volunteering in the community means to you and the others that do so much for us.
I think we see it every day. I mean, every year we have a need for more and more volunteers in our communities as our community grows, as our organizations grow. And I think the nice thing about small communities like Olds is that everyone's willing to help each other out. But if you're looking to volunteer, there's something for everyone in this community, and they can reach out to us and we'll get them connected.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for joining us on Community Hotline today, Trina.
Thank you very much, Galen.